Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Saturday night. Hey, listen, are you listening? It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's me, Stevie B, and him.
That's me.
KMC.
Yep, that's us.
This is the best two dang hours you're ever going to have on a Saturday night, y'all.
Well, I can't guarantee that. But it may be some of the funnest hours you have all week. That we can be sure of.
Who was it that said, and I guarantee?
Wasn't that the Cajun chef?
Yeah. Well, like the Cajun, I am officially deputizing myself as the Cajun chef of Saturday Night Radio. Therefore, I can guarantee that the next 2 hours of your radio listening experience here on Baldwin McCullough Live with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. I'm telling you, people, if you got to pull the car over, if you got to put, you know, some kind of a sleeping aid in the baby's Enfamil, I'm not recommending that. But if you got to.
Benadryl. That works nice.
Melatonin. That's harmless. Just knock the kids out, pull the car over.
I give them something that's, you know, over the counter. You go for, like, the prescription-only strength stuff.
No, melatonin's natural. It's organic.
Where do you find it?
You're giving them the bad stuff.
Oh, well, all I know is it works.
Honey, where's the remote? Now I can watch some hoops.
Yeah.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I just sent out a fabulous tweet.
Tweet, yes.
And I just barked at everybody to tune into the dang program.
The dang program?
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you tell I'm fired up?
I am.
I had one of these things that I get, and I got to talk to you about Starbucks. I'm pissed at them. I'm upset with them. Sorry. I'm upset with them. I'm upset with Starbucks. Did you see that whole thing? I'll tell you about it later.
Which whole thing?
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
No, tell me about it.
No, I'm not going
to
talk about it.
You have to tell me about it.
No, this is the kind of...
You already opened the can of worms. Tell me about the stupid Starbucks thing.
This is the kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough Live.
What happened?
The CEO got into a little spat.
With?
At a stockholder meeting.
With?
With a guy that was kind of challenging him as a stockholder
about
certain positions that he has culturally, sociologically, politically. And he said to the guy, why don't you just stop like having an opinion about all that because we're down, well, I guess with the revenue, the profits were down, but, you know, since he made certain comments or, you know, stood up for certain positions, blah, 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 blah. In other words, Starbucks and the CEO have chosen to support gay marriage. And this guy was saying, I think when you take those political positions, it hurts our business. And the CEO said, well, okay, that's your opinion. Sell your stock. And if you think you can get a 38% return, you know, like you got with this stock, then, you know, God bless America and go do it.
Starbucks isn't that good of a stock anymore, though. That's the problem.
Well, this thing that the, I mean, I love Starbucks. I'm addicted to their peppermint flavoring, which my kids find to be creepy. But this, I don't know what's
to mention,
in this.
Not to mention your checkbook.
I don't know what's. And you're. But wait a second. And I.
Ouch.
Donating for food for orphans, you know, we I now drink one less Starbucks a week. Boy, am I just committed. Yeah. Am I a brilliant philanthropist?
You're trying to impress Danny Johnson, who would tell you, give it up altogether.
There's no impressing Danny Johnson.
Actually, that's not true.
Danny Johnson's gnarly.
She's not an impossible woman to please.
I think Danny Johnson is one of the greatest human beings on the planet.
There you go. I knew that's what
she's
you thought.
She's just killer. But here's the thing.
And she wants you to give up Starbucks.
Well, in this can, the strawberry lemonade refresher, which is the natural energy from green coffee extract.
Yes.
Lord howdy!
Do you find that to be as effective as the sugar-free Red Bull? Because I don't.
Jacks me up better than a Red Bull any day of the week.
Really?
Can you tell, like, how loopy I am right now?
With Steven, it's only a comparison level of loopiness. It's never an absolute.
What does that mean?
It means there is no hardcore scale to measure loopiness by for you. It's always relative. You're jacked up and loopy tonight as compared to yesterday? 5 minutes ago? 10 minutes from now?
Yeah. I like that.
By comparison,
I like that.
How jacked up and loopy are you?
That's
the question I have.
See, now you've set it, you've teed it all up. Now we got somewhere to go. Now I can just get progressively worse over the next 2 hours.
No, I don't think it's going to. But you like the refreshers.
I only had half the can.
Really? Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't guess your hyperactivity has anything to do with the two chocolate chip cookies sitting over there.
Hey, 888-340-3273. Hey!
I suppose that your jacked up hyperactivity has nothing to do with the chocolate chip cookies that are also sitting next to your
iPad. I don't know what you're talking about.
iPad there. Haley, Aliyah, or the lovely Mrs. Baldwin.
Want to hear how bad my chocolate chip cookie situation is?
No, but like, you're going to tell me anyway.
We talked about how, I've lost 12 pounds. I'm taking
what do you want, a chocolate chip cookie?
Ba-dum-bum! I'm getting ready to just do this martial arts film.
Uh-huh.
I stopped at...
Wait. Stop! What did you just say?
I don't know. What did I say?
You're about to do a martial arts film?
Yeah.
What is this?
I didn't tell you that?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm about to...
The Kung Fu of White Boys?
Yeah.
Massapequa Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Strong Island Karate Kid.
So wait a second.
Okay.
So my daughter, little Miss Haley,
yes,
took her first acting classes today.
Congratulations, Haley.
Fabulous in New York City. And now Aliyah, my other daughter, is getting ready to do that too. And this is just, you know, got me pulling my hair out. But what was I to expect is what everybody's saying to me. So I'm on this diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, doing this. I'm doing my workout.
I'm
in the
sure
morning.
Those two... quarter-pound chocolate chip cookies each are going to do good for you.
But today's my YOLO day.
Yeah.
Because I YOLO...
Now you sound like a 12-year-old.
When I come do the radio show.
Yes.
Because wifey and the girls aren't around.
I know.
So I secretly go get the chocolate chip cookies. So I get the chocolate chip cookies.
This has been the pattern. By the way, for those of you listening, the show has been on for 4 years. Every Saturday night for the last 4 years, Stephen Baldwin has brought more junk food to this studio.
Mm.
The worst... possible ingredients one could put in their body, he has brought in greater amounts and supplies of than most grocery stores stock. And then he gets a call, you know, like before he heads home from the lovely Mrs. Baldwin. Hi, hon. You know, I made you some wonderful, yummy, healthy, all-organic pasta for when you get home. Yeah, right, babe. I'll be right there. I know this is your hangout. I know this is where you
right.
come to, like, secretly indulge.
Let me tell you how bad it's getting.
Okay.
Because on the 9W in down the road from my house,
right.
In I guess it's Palisades,
right.
There's this great place that opened up called The Market.
Okay.
And there's a hamburger joint now on the 9W
right.
called The Filling Station.
Right. You've brought their burgers in on the show before.
Outrageous.
Right.
Well, they got these chocolate chip cookies.
The filling station?
The Market.
Oh, okay.
And they're just sinful.
I kid you not, they're like a quarter pound each.
No, but dude,
yeah,
seriously, take a bite of this.
No, I'm not going to. I haven't finished my Tito burrito
take
yet.
Take that middle piece right there.
I see it. I will later.
Just pinch
yeah,
a little,
I'm not
middle,
going
that
to.
Little middle section.
Nope. Not going to do it.
All right. I will.
I know you will.
So I bought two chocolate chip cookies because the girls yell at me all week about how I have to eat right. But then I bring a chocolate chip cookie to the house through the front door from the market, and they eat them. They go, oh, you're terrible, and they eat them. So I got two.
Dad, we can't let you eat that.
So I
it's
got
bad for you.
Right.
We'll sacrifice.
Right? That's what they do. They do that thing that these women do, that Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
So I eat half the cookie driving back to the house with Haley sitting next to me. She doesn't even see me.
Like, how do you do that?
I just go, oh, look,
everything.
A robin. Look,
yeah, no.
A bluebird. A hawk. Ha-ha, you know? And then we get to the house. My wife made some pasta. I ate, they ate all my burger. I got a burger from the place. Okay? Haley says to me before I come to do the radio show, where's the chocolate chip cookies? I said, they're in the car. She goes, oh. I go, don't touch my chocolate. I had two so they could eat one. But what I did was I freaked out. So now I have one and a half all to myself.
That's awesome. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We've got the funny and interesting stuff straight ahead. Stay with us next 2 hours. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. It's coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at $16,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,50.87, $8,25.44 for a half ounce, or $4,12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,50.87, $8,25.44, and $4,12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Steven is proving firsthand why this show could never be taped in front of a live audience. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough Live.
I like that.
Yeah, never could do it.
Well,
never would work.
It's all because of ADD, bro. It's not my fault.
I know. Well, yeah. That and the devil, I guess.
It's ADHD.
So did you
OCD.
Did your kids ever do...
And old McDonald had a farm and what? What? My kids what?
I don't know. Gonna let you just keep on going there. The stunning intellectual property you were giving us there. Go ahead. Lay it on us.
I was quoting one of my lines as Michael McManus from The Usual Suspects.
Okay.
Old McDonald had a farm.
Mm-hmm.
That was an untruth, and I apologize. Please continue.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. If I have your permission to.
You scare me when you do that, because you really do that really adult thing, and you scare me, because you stop. You just go,
yeah.
You look at me like all those school teachers that really got me in a lot of trouble, but go ahead.
Yep, you're going to be teaching the class if you don't watch out.
Exactly.
That's it.
And I don't want that.
Steven, come up to the blackboard, please. Spell your name.
I don't know how.
The greatest threat Kevin can make to me is, Steven, if you don't stop and like obey me, I'll just stop talking, and then you're forced to do the show on your own. And what you don't realize is I got Ivan. So if you leave but take Ivan with you, then I'm in trouble.
Is your phone on the table? Because I just heard something vibrate.
Yeah.
Ivan, destroy the phone.
No.
Destroy the phone.
No, not yet.
You have to hand it to Ivan. Give him the phone.
I'm allowed one mistake.
No, it buzzed in the last segment, too. Give him the phone.
Didn't.
Yes, it did. I heard it. Give him the phone.
I can't.
Give him the phone.
I'm not giving... Ivan?
We're going
to... Ivan, yeah, that's what I did. You will? Wow. Your wedding hasn't happened yet, baby.
This is stellar radio right here, friend.
Calm down.
I'm telling
Jackie,
you.
Plug your ears.
You kids ever do Easter egg hunts?
At the White House. Sorry, I just had to be cool for a second.
When will that be taking place?
No, they did it before under the 8 years of George W. Bush.
How old were they?
How long ago was that?
I don't know, 2000. No. I guess one of them would have been quite young. Four?
It was 13 years ago. Yeah, one's 20, one's 16.
That's crazy.
The Easter egg roll they do.
Yeah.
Back
but
when I was
you,
on that...
did you ever do Easter egg hunts when you were kids?
Oh, do you really want me to answer
that?
No,
I bet you and the brothers just threw Easter eggs
at people. Dude,
You find them, and there's four girls walking down the street in an Easter dress, and
we filled
wham!
We filled Easter eggs with, like, chicken blood. You know, we were... I'm kidding. That's an exaggeration.
You're prone to a lot of those tonight.
I told you, I drank the green coffee.
Huckleberry Hound is in the house, my friend. Now, so the lovely bride has been busting my chops for the last couple of weeks because she was looking forward to today, because today was our Easter egg hunt.
At your church?
Yeah, at the church.
Right.
They do one at the church.
Correct.
And in the past, Easter egg hunts work this way. You take the little two-year-old, you walk them around, they have their little basket, you find the color egg, you put the egg in the basket, you go back to the table, you open it up, you find candy or something inside the Easter egg. What it has to do with Easter, I have no idea. How you get eggs from bunnies, I have no idea. How candy ended up in the eggs, still clueless. But in some way, this is a tradition that has now become representative of this portion of the year. And the lovely bride wanted baby James to have his now repeat Easter egg hunting experience. So imagine my shock and surprise when we show up for the Easter egg hunt And it's a deconstructed Easter egg hunt.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I didn't either. So here's what happens. They dismiss the little egg finders, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to go to these stations where they have these plastic egg halves, and you put the egg together and then put it in your basket. There's no candy in the egg. The egg's not put together. It's like, what is that?
Right.
So, and then we were told, get two eggs at each location. So, and you didn't even have to really find them because they're sitting in big cartons of boxes under the table where the station was.
Mm-hmm.
So you go get eight eggs. You put the two halves together, put them in your little Ziploc bag, go back to the table. Then, after they come out and do some sort of, you know, little lesson, announcements, singing songs, all this other stuff, then they have kids from the youth group walk right down the middle of the gym and just dump a ton of candy in the middle of the room. At which point, you've been trying to have this spiritual experience where you're teaching these kids about the lessons of the colors of Easter. And because what they did is they kind of, do you know that evangelistic tool called the Wordless Book?
No.
Ever see the Wordless Book? It was just a book of different colors. And so they would say, red is for the blood of Jesus, and black is representative of sin.
Right.
And okay.
Personally, I would like any book
that had no words.
That's wordless.
I am totally, and the more pictures, the better, usually.
But that's just me.
But, so, that's what they basically did with these colors of the eggs. They're telling the stories of these colors. And then they're like, okay, so we know you're probably disappointed that there's no candy in the eggs. So, we have a surprise for you. At which point, the youth group people walk out, dump all the candy that they have in the middle. And then, all these kids you've been trying to teach about Easter and Jesus and God and good and all this stuff. Lesson 101 in greed. Whoom! To the middle of the room. And they're filling their bags as fast as they can with all the candy that's on the floor. And I'm going, why did I get up to come to this morning?
Right.
What possible good is this serving?
Whose idea was it?
I have no idea.
Probably some creepy person in your church.
Don't make assumptions about people you don't know.
Well, obviously.
But it was an odd thing.
Right.
It was an odd thing.
You're saying that
deconstructed Easter egg hunt.
Now, is there some?
Is
that some?
Yes, it's a thing.
Freudian thing?
No, it's not Freudian. No one's in love with their mother.
I love my mother.
When you're not in love with your mother.
Right.
If you would, we'd have to turn your microphone off now.
But I tell you right now, she gave a pretty lousy Easter egg hunt herself back in the day.
Well, okay. But in the chef world, something that's deconstructed is like, you take the recipe, but you cook it by its elements, and it's all separated. So like if you have a deconstructed hamburger, instead of everything being on the sandwich, you have someone that makes a fresh roll, and then you have like pickles and cheese, and but it's not constructed; it's deconstructed. So it's like
how does
torn
it
apart.
Get dis- how
so
does
you
it
have
get
these
constructed so you eat it?
Yeah, those I just start forking it in. To put the eggs together. How fun is that?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
What are you doing tomorrow? You want to come to my church?
Tell me they're not having an Easter egg hunt.
No, they're not. They're not having an Easter egg hunt. But they got really good chow afterwards.
Oh, see, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Any Caribbean cooking going on there?
Sometimes.
Yeah, Dominican, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, we got, you know, all kinds of folks.
All right. We'll see what's going on. When we come back, it's not all about Easter eggs and burgers and chocolate tonight. Food has been a huge part of the show so far. We've got actually a very serious story out of Georgia we want to talk about and take your opinion on. The mom who watched her baby get shot right in front of her dead. What should the consequence be? Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The saddest stories I've seen all year. The police have arrested two teens in Georgia in which Sherry West lost her second son, this time a 13-month-old, in his stroller during an attempted robbery. Tell you about that in just a second. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us. Hey, we want to welcome to the broadcast MediShare Solutions. If you're not familiar with what MediShare is, let me tell you a true story. A personal friend of mine came to me a while back with a very serious problem and said, Kev, the company I'm working for, they're dropping their health insurance. They can't afford to give everybody health insurance. They're without it. I'm a newly married young man. I've got to help provide for healthcare solutions for my family. And I said, well, you know, I've known about this group called MediShare for a really long time. If you want to know an alternative to traditional insurance that actually helps keep your costs low, I said, check them out. Basically, MediShare is a New Testament way of thinking about healthcare. It's a nationwide network of Christians who come together. They share one another's medical bills. And they practice healthy biblical lifestyles. That helps keep costs down. Stephen would never qualify. He eats far too many trans fats. In fact, MediShare member families average about $282 a month for their share. Now, you compare that to independent premiums. I've purchased private health insurance for my family before. I've spent $1,000 a month. So this is an incredible savings. If you're looking for a healthcare solution, I strongly urge you to call MediShare tonight. 855-PSALM-16. My friend did, and just a few weeks later, I got a handwritten note back saying, Kev, you're not going to believe this. We had a big medical emergency, and all of our bills were shared 100%. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care for your free MediShare information guide. Write this down. Call 855-PSALM-16. That's 855-PSALM-16. 16. One more time. 855-PSALM-16. 855-PSALM-16. It's not available in Kentucky or Montana, but MediShare is affordable biblical health care. And you should call them now. 855-PSALM-16. All right. So, Stephen, this story, it's just got my gut turned in two tonight. In the last 5 years, Sherry West has lost both of her sons to violence. One was an 18-year-old in 2008, stabbed during an altercation in New Jersey. She lives in Georgia. But this week, her 13-month-old is in his stroller. She's walking home from having gone to the post office just blocks from her apartment. This is on Thursday morning. She's pushing her little son, Antonio. They walk past a bunch of oak trees. They're in Brunswick, Georgia. Out of from behind the trees jumps this tall, skinny kid, accompanied by a shorter boy, and they ask her for money. They ask her once. She says, I don't have any. They ask her again. She says, I don't have any. She tells the Associated Press, when you have a baby, you spend all your money on babies. I can vouch for that, father of a six-month-old. But the kid kept asking. And I just said, I don't have it, she said. And he said, do you want me to kill your baby? So this taller kid that jumped out from behind the trees says to the mom, do you want me to kill your baby? And she says, no, don't kill my baby. One of the teens then fires four shots, grazing West's ear, striking her in the leg, before he walked around to the stroller and shot the baby point-blank range, dead in the face. 17-year-old DeMarcus Elkins has been charged as an adult with first-degree murder, along with a 14-year-old who was not identified because he's a juvenile. That's what Police Chief Toby Green said. It wasn't immediately clear whether the boys had attorneys or not. CBS Atlanta also announced, or reported that the police announced Friday that after combing school records and canvassing neighborhoods searching for the pair, the chief said the motive of the horrendous act was still under investigation and the weapon had not been found. The mom said, I feel glad that justice will be served. It's not something I'm going to live with very well. I'm just glad they caught him. Okay, here's what I want to know. In the face of just abject terror, I don't apologize for saying this. I think that 17-year-old should be strapped up to an electric chair and fried until he smells like bacon. That's my own feeling, given what he did to this child. There are people that feel very strongly about capital punishment and say, no, Kev, it's an unjust way of dealing with things. But I don't know how you find justice in reaction to that in this life without having capital punishment be a part of the situation. What is your perspective? 888-340-3373. Stephen and I would like to know, and we'll take your calls. What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235.
Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373. That's the number to call up and say, hey, I think you guys are fantabulous. Or talk about whatever it is we're talking about. In the interim, while claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. AARP stands to gain over $1 billion, with a B, in business from the taxpayer dole through Obamacare. Many people feel they have no alternative. They feel they have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. You know what, people? That just ain't true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice along with information, advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel, all for less than a dollar a month. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust in AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC, that's AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you and better for America.
Brunswick, Georgia, Sherry West, walking home from the post office, gets accosted by these two miscreants. And the one that has a gun shoots four times, hits her twice, and puts a bullet at point-blank range into the face of a toddler in a stroller. As the father of a six-month-old myself, I can barely keep my dinner down in reading that.
And, you know, here's what I want to just lay out there really quick. This is Baldwin McCullough Live, Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough. And, you know,
888-340-3373. I said he should be
put on to death. On this program, you know, if you were listening from the beginning, we goof around. We have a good time. We want to be a fun 2 hours, the best two fun 2 hours on a Saturday night. But, you know, now and again, you know, we like to rip the scab off of reality here and really get down to the nitty gritty and talk to you guys out there and say, like, you know, hey, here's what we were thinking about something and, you know, help us out. What do you think? And I love this topic tonight because what you were saying, Kevin, is the kid's 17 years old. He's the trigger man. Should he get the death penalty?
Yeah, I strongly believe that he should. And what's interesting is I wonder if, you know, because this is just tragic in every way.
This is beyond heinous.
How do you have a nation? This is on the front page of almost every news site right now. It's on the front page of Drudge, CBS, Fox, AOL. You go website to website. This story is the top story of the news day today. How can a society tolerate letting someone do this to a newborn baby? It's not like this is a ghetto where the gangs are fighting back and forth between each other and, you know, the kid got caught in crossfire.
Right.
This was point blank, 2 inches from the baby's head.
And what you're going to get in the two obviously different points of view in this country as we speak, there's guys like you that say, no. You know, let's not get mixed up and muddled up in the gray area of whatever that is the law, although you have to have, you know, justice served and, you know, the law has to be upheld and people's rights and all that. But you're going to have a whole bunch of people that are going to say, A, C, guns, told you so. A lot of people are going to say that. And then you're going to have people say to the question you pose, well, hey, hold on a second. You know, maybe his dad did abuse him, and maybe he, you know, just got out of rehab, and he was down on his luck, and he wasn't in his right mind, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I just, even if all that's true, how do you go to that mom and say, this 17-year-old gets to live while your baby's gone?
And not only that, I always say that, you know, the liberal agenda in this country always says what it says until one of their babies gets shot in the face, and then they go, oh, well, give them the death penalty.
Yeah.
Changed your mind, huh?
888-340-3373. Let's go to line one, Ralph in Red Bank. Hey, Ralph, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Good evening to you, Mr. McCullough and Mr. Baldwin. Now, you know, this was, when I heard about this whole situation during the week, okay, outrage and shock, you know, was what I feel. And this wasn't, indeed, you were absolutely correct. This was a rural area rather than an inner city, rather than an urban area where somebody, as young as this child, was caught in a close fire.
Yes.
This has happened before, don't get me wrong, in New York City.
All right, buddy. Okay?
And as far as the act itself, this is a deliberate act. The giveaway line was, do you want me to kill your baby? The judicial system, the grand jury or the judge, should hand out a harsh punishment, and I would leave it to them.
Should he die?
And including
should he die?
Punishment.
Should he die?
Should be told, 17 years old, yes. Let me also say this, okay? What is Obama on this? Since this is my favorite.
Very good question.
Yes, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, with Trayvon Martin.
Hey,
yep, no. Nope. Yep. Thank you, Ralph. Good question.
Guy just said, where's Obama on this one?
Yeah.
Trayvon Martin, he was, you know, had something to say.
But see, Trayvon, you know, had it coming on some level. So, I mean, to compare the thug that Trayvon Martin was to this little innocent child sitting in a stroller.
No,
obviously. But that was important enough for the president to weigh in on. But we don't, we'll see. He's coming back from Israel. But how do we as a society not put this kid to death? It seems to me that that has to happen.
Yeah, because the question is, he's 17 years old. He's obviously warped, sick, and demented enough that he pulled the trigger and shot an infant in the face. Why would we keep him alive?
That's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We take your calls next, 888-34. While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than $1 a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you, better for America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20
25% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
For America.
It's Baldwin McCall Live from New York every Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. If it's Saturday evening, it's Baldwin McCullough, and thanks for being here. As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great and challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. Learn more at liberty.edu/champions. That's liberty.edu/champions. Or call 855-261-3235. That's 855-261-3235. We're talking about the very sad story that is on the front page of most of the news websites in the country right now, and imagine will be, as it has been, in many of the papers throughout the weekend as well. And it is the story of Sherry West and her sons, particularly her 13-month-old, that got mercilessly executed. I don't know how else you describe it. A teenager jumps out from behind some trees trying to rob Sherry. She says she has no money. He says, give me money anyway. She says, I don't have any. He starts firing, takes her down with a shot to her ear and to her leg. Then he steps in front of the stroller and at point-blank range pulls the trigger, shooting her baby in the face. There will be people that, even in light of the brutality of this, that will say he doesn't deserve the death penalty. I'm curious as to your thoughts on that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It seems to be an open and shut case for me. Anytime you kill babies at point-blank range, that's pretty much it. But I'm curious as to your thoughts. 888-340-3373. No matter where you are in the U.S., and especially if you're listening to us on Sirius XM, we love to talk to you no matter where you are. Stephen, you had a take on this. In fact, you've said it a couple of times off-air already, but you think that there's probably some other forces at work here in this kid's life.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, being a Christian and believing that what controls what occurs in the natural realm is the spiritual forces above and the warfare of good and evil, clearly for this kid to be so disconnected in every way, in every natural consideration, right, wrong, common sense, blah, blah, that he would shoot an infant in the face at point-blank range. Obviously, the forces of darkness have done to this kid whatever they've done to allow for this to happen. And tough luck for the trigger man. Seems to me that our tax dollars should not support figuring out, you know, why he did it, how he did it, studying him, this, that. I don't think that's worthwhile in this case.
But you know that they're going to do that. And I think because the child was Caucasian and the perpetrator, I believe, is African-American.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.